Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you will be all set up to stream the show. And in case you're just joining us and wondering what's going on, or if you're expecting me and Natasha, well, that happened last week. We had to change the schedule up this month. So this Sunday, third Sunday of the month only, next month, November, they'll be here back on the second Sunday as usual. But today is our healing show. Dr. Nels Rasmussen from healingministry.com, healingministryforanimals.com is here. And Linda Rasmussen, Dr. Nels' sister, and her contact is verticalenergyworldwide.com. They are here, and we've been having good discussions this morning, but and we will continue with what we haven't gotten to on those lines when we have breaks between phone calls. But the moment here, we are going to head down to El Waco, and that we were there last week getting Natasha's input, and so we are going to welcome back Teresa and Stu, and we'll be talking about their dogs, Mango and Mowgli. So welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Teresa, Stu. Who we got on the line here?
Good morning. How are you?
No, we're good. Sounds like Teresa. Are you both there as usual?
Here.
Okay. All right. Now, let me, I think in, probably in deference to, time, let me explain kind of what's going on for Dr. Nels and Linda. But I also, okay, so, Dr. Nels and Linda, Teresa and Stu, I think were referred to me by a friend. Were you referred to me by a friend?
Yes.
Is that how you found me?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. And they actually live in the southern part of this state, so they're not a local down here. They go between two places. They're in El Waco now. They're often there on the weekends, at least that they were down there last week. But then they have another place they live that's not at the beach. They have two dogs. Now, I think Teresa first contacted me in an email. And Dr. Nels, just so you know, and I'm going to say right now, everybody, this is the last time we're going to use this description of the dogs. But just so Dr. Nels knows where this started, the email came with the subject of murdering dogs. Something. What the heck? Well, anyway, Teresa and Stu, you know, they live down in the south state, you know, closer, I think, to you know, Oregon area. Anyway, I think it's 5 acres or so property, and they personally have two dogs, Mango and Mowgli. They are litter mates. They're about 4 years old now, Dr. Nels, they're technically kind of doodles. The breeding we know is mom was a poodle, dad was German Shepherd and Husky. So they're not like solid doodle genetics. We're not breeding doodle to doodle, you know, F2, 3, or 4, you know, breedings. And so hard to know what kind of genetics are in these dogs, but Mango is smaller than Mowgli, and I think is more an overall kind of reddish gold color. Does that describe her color?
Yeah,
Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Mowgli is taller, with a curlier, more doodle coat, and is kind of multicolored, black tips and some beige and brown sort of thing.
Okay.
Is that reasonable description of him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Nils will want to get started working on, you know, and connecting with the dogs. So we have to talk about them enough that he can get a connection with them. So, and the story, well, I guess we should make sure that you have a connection first. Is that enough for you to tune in, Dr. Nils, or do you need to hear more of the story?
Let me just check on something here real quick. Yeah, I need to start with Mango, and since I have that information, that's enough of a connection to get going.
Okay, and see how all these things kind of make sense as we go through them. But you know, at any rate, the story is that Mango and Mowgli, littermates, Teresa and Stu have had them since they were puppies. They have sent me a lot of pictures and videos of the dogs, Dr. Nils, and they look like kind of normal doodles. And outside of the killing that's happened, they behave pretty much like normal doodles. I mean, Teresa and Stu describe them. They're sweet and loving, and they're real social with people and get along great. Their issue is with other animals. And, you know, at 4 years old, we can say, you know, they did kind of grow up in the COVID times. It's, you know, so that can make a difference in socialization. But what's happened, they haven't had a lot of socialization with other dogs and other animals. And I think one of the first time this aggression surfaced was a deer came into the picture, and the dogs took off, but Mango went right after and attacked a fawn, and man, they had to scramble to really, you know, save the deer. And so we kind of, you know, knew that that was going on. And then what precipitated them contacting me, they have the 5 acres and all of that, and they have the dogs out with them, and they've done training on and off and that sort of thing. But the dogs hang with them on the property, but it's not fully secured. And at one point, the dogs wandered off, and Teresa and Stu didn't realize it, and went to the neighbor's property, and Mango killed a pygmy goat and seriously injured another one. Now, we kind of, I'm impressed, or I'm thinking, you know, you picked a name, Mango is the one to start. And we suspect, and I think Natasha said that she's the biggest issue. But, you know, they're not, and Mowgli really behaves more like a doodle, and you know, and taller, lakier, and goofier, but also more sensitive and more fearful. And we don't know really how much he's participating in what's going on, other than he's just, you know, with his sister. But we think that it's more coming from her. But she obviously has a full genetic code of, you know, chase, stop, grab, shake, kill. And you don't usually see that in doodles. I've never seen behavior like this. And it's just really weird situation. And so I went, well, anyway, we got Natasha involved in it last week. So Natasha comes in, and I was still working with Teresa and Stu on the phones, but we hadn't started our official counseling work, you know, because they wanted to hire me. And so I'm working with them to coach them through all this stuff. We hadn't done that yet, so I didn't know all the details. Well, Natasha starts talking about all the crazy energy and all this stuff going on their property and in their lives and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, Teresa on the sideline saying, well, yeah, makes sense to me, you know. But I didn't realize, you guys, until after the show last week. We did our first sessions together last week. And then I got to know the whole story of what's going on. And holy moly, there's all kinds of turmoil and jumbled nature with humans and kids and grandkids and in and moving in and moving out and bringing dog. That all makes sense with everything that we're doing. So we're straightening it all out and working. Natasha's working on the other end with the energetics and that kind of stuff. But so we don't know really yet what's going on with these dogs. Now, Mowgli, though, he had some kind of weird physical issue, right?
Yeah, a neurological issue where he had like a lockjaw symptom.
Yeah, and I'm not real sure what's going on with him. And when I my past, back in probably the 70s, I was working for a veterinary orthopedic surgeon. I saw an autoimmune disease case that involved deterioration of the muscles in the skull, and that we had to get it solved in time before the dog got lockjaw and stuff. And I think it's the same sort of thing. But anyway, he had a real serious neurological thing, and it almost killed him, didn't it?
Well, it
I mean, it
would
was a
have if we hadn't been doing the
yeah, if
fluids
you didn't
and
treat him.
hand
But so
feeding
anyway, so
and
there's a weird autoimmune thing in Mowgli's background, and with that, and then some minor allergy licking feet stuff and that sort of. So they could have the endocrine immune imbalance that we know as Pluckner syndrome on the show here, which could be interfering with the behavior and bring out that aggressive stuff. But we still don't have a full resolution, but we're getting through the education for Teresa and Stu, and they're starting to lay the groundwork and work with the dog. So how's it been going, you guys, since we worked over the phone this week?
it's been going okay. We've had a few frustrating moments, but we've been trying some of the things you suggested.
Okay. And
We had a bad incident last night. We were going to take him for a we had been gone, got back in the evening, we're down at the coast, and they were all excited, they're pumped up, we're going to take him to get some exercise in the evening, and had the back seat of the truck open. Normally when they're excited like that, they jump right in and away we go. Well,
I opened the gate, he opened the truck, I'm blocking the dog's way, so they go from gate to truck, and they took off.
And we didn't have our collars or leash on, and it was just a shocker that they turned left
night.
Instead of right.
Yeah, and it was dark.
And that's kind of an area where there's a lot of town deer here, where we're at, and they went zooming out, and it took a while to get them back. And Mowgli came back on his own. Mango was had I found her on the highway, which is, she could have gotten hit, of course. But anyway, so it was very frustrating and shocking for us.
Yeah, and so see, that's letting you know you can't let your guard down right
yeah.
now, because we haven't even really begun to work with a lot of this stuff. So you've got to prevent and avoid, and have them on leash. And not take a chance, at least for right now. And if you guys, I'm assuming that we'll probably chat for a while off the air after the show. Have you got time to do that?
Oh, I'm only catching every other word. I think you talked about after the show we could talk, and yes,
yeah.
We can.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, we can look forward to that. All right. So, but that basically is what we're dealing with, is that these dogs have lived with them all their lives, but there's been a lot of stuff in their lives going on and off. So I figured, these dogs, their nervous systems can't be in great balance, and neither can their bodies, especially with Mowgli and this autoimmune stuff that he had and all of that, that it's really going to make a difference to balance them. And then, of course, with Teresa and Stu and everything they've got going on in their lives and around them, And with all the trauma with the dogs and having killed the neighbor's goat, I think they could use some help as well. So, Nails, you're working on still on Mango, or
I've moved on to Mowgli. Mango needed a, you know, let's just say I did about four pairs of points, and there was some definite stuff that I have found in some of these areas where these points are that. These animals are hair trigger kind of dogs, so that may have something to do with it.
Oh, okay. So the points that you did with Mango are similar to other dogs.
Yeah, that also had kind of a hair trigger to go off. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then. Now, Teresa and Stu, when we do this work on the air, Dr. Nels, you know, gets going and does the work on the dogs. And then Linda does a little session for the humans. So are you guys open for that and for a session for each of you with Linda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
Let me check with Nathan here, just because we are on the radio and we're supposed to schedule. I know, that's why I'm checking with you. So do we need to take a little time out here and take care of advertisers, and then Linda will work with Teresa and Stu when we come back? Nails will continue working on the dogs while we're doing advertising. Is that what would make you happy, Nathan?
Yeah, and it sounds like a good little divider too, you know, switch the tracks over from Nails to Linda.
Okay. All right. So Teresa and Stu, you hold on. We'll take care of advertisers. Nels will continue working on the dogs, but we'll work on Teresa and Stu will have their little sessions with Linda when we return. So everybody stay right where you are. Oh, no, by the way, when we finish up with Teresa, Stu, and Mango and Mowgli, we've got more animals in this environment, more dogs that we could work with if we need to, but we'll have time for more phone calls. So if you want to get in line and be next, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, and the Yoga Hall is right next to it. There's the Linwood Community, the new East-West Bookshop, and their Heart Song Retreat up in Lake Stevens. And they got all kinds of great classes and events going on, and you can check them all out at anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, has got openings for new clients these days. Would love to work with you, and you can work with her personally or remotely. But if you can get in there personally and experience the gongs and the chimes and the forks in person, it is an incredible experience. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody's got problems with their dogs, and it can be serious cases like we're dealing with now with Mango and Mowgli, you can tell people that I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I would be happy to work with them and their animal friends, and I'll talk to them for free on the phone. So take my phone number and pass it out, please. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We've got Teresa and Stu on the phone, and we're talking about their doodles, Mango and Mowgli, who were bad doodles last night. They ran off. Not supposed to do that. But they didn't have their collars on and all of that, and we just can't give them apparently that much freedom for a while here. So anyway, now, Teresa and Stu, are you still with us?
Yep.
Okay, you're there. So, Dr. Nels, looks like you finished up with these dogs, correct?
Yes. And since I talked a little bit about Mango, and there was plenty going on there, Mowgli was very interesting because only sometimes do I find where all the points I need to connect to balance the animal are on one side of the body only. And that's what it was for him. Left side of the body only, didn't touch anything on the right. It's not that there's stuff that isn't out of balance, but you work on one side and it balances, the other side will balance to it is another way to look at it. But it's interesting in that most animals I work on, I do work on both sides very typically. So this was a little atypical. I can't necessarily relate it to anything too much. Although I would say recently I worked on a couple of labs with behavioral issues, and they had similar, started out with one side only kind of problems. So
now,
did
you work with those labs more than once?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
did that
straighten out with further work?
It was amazing, actually. Yeah, we meaning me and some other healers were a little wondering if it was going to happen for these dogs, or they were just too screwed up to get better. But no, they weren't. They got their behavioral issues under control, and yeah, they're doing well now. So, but it did take us. I think I worked with them probably a half a dozen times each. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that leads me to, with the serious nature of the problems we've got going on, doing just a free treatment once a month here on the air may not be enough to really stabilize these dogs, you think?
Yeah, it's possible that something
more. So you may have to do some work with them off the air.
I would be, of course, step one is, how did this go? Did we notice anything at all?
Okay. And now I know, Teresa, I told you about the private group, so that you could take the classes and stuff. And last time I talked, I think you said, well, I've got to get on there and join the group. Have you done that yet?
I joined the group. I couldn't figure out how to fill out the paperwork to be a member, but I'm a follower.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or a subscriber.
Yeah. What you need to do is you need to contact me, hit the quick response button on my website, and then I send you a link to the membership form. And then once you've got that membership handled, then you can take the free classes, which will be great.
Well, yeah, you said the next one, the next one will be, you're going to teach, how humans to balance themselves.
Right.
So I know we're not going to go into details on the air, but I know with everything going on in Teresa and Stu's life, like I said, with family issues and kids and grandkids and other, all the stuff going on, I think they could really use that. It would be great benefit for them to know how to do these things.
Absolutely.
So it'll be free to you, Teresa and Stu, once you're a member of the group. So it sounds like what we'll need to do is after the show, we'll all have you and me, we'll have a conversation. But you also want to get on to the healingministryforanimals.com and fill out the contact link. So that,
yes.
And tell you, remind now. So, we talked on the radio. The link to join the group, and Dr. Nails, you'll take care of it if they do that after the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All
right.
Right. Now,
thank you.
Before I turn you guys over to Linda, Nathan, do we have any calls waiting? Or are we open?
We are completely open.
Oh boy. That means Nails, you ready for some more work here?
Okay, great.
Because one of those things going on, and this precipitated, by the way, the killing of the goat, and I think has amped the energy on the property and may have been influential. What is it? We got a daughter that had to move back home for a while, and she brought with her three huskies. So we got three huskies, one of the daughter, they're there. Unfortunately, they're able to, with all the technology these days, they can send me pictures and videos. They have a beautiful place and a great barn, and they've built a nice fence enclosure for these huskies, because they're taking care of their human kids as well. But I was thinking, told them, we'll have names and kind of little descriptions, that maybe if we could get you to tune in on these three huskies, if we could get, kind of a little balancing for each of them, I think it would help the energy on the property. Do you think we can do that, Dr. Nails?
I think there's something we might do there. I'd like to know, okay, how old, what sex have we got here?
Okay, so describe the huskies, Teresa.
Finn is the oldest, and he's about 7, and he looks like a Malamute, beautiful, furry, yellow, blonde coloring. Jax is all white, and he's got some shepherd in him. Those two are both males. Jax is probably 4, and Penny has some shepherd, and she's all black and looks more like a shepherd than a husky, and she's probably 2.
Okay. So we had Ben.
Ben,
go ahead.
Jax.
Yeah, Ben, Jax, and
Jax and Penny are both kind of have some lab in them too, I think.
Okay.
But they have, like Jax has blue eyes.
They're rescues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and so think, we have Ben, Jax, and Penny. Are you able to get those connections, Dr. Nails?
Yeah, I will now.
Okay, so you've got enough that. So what I was thinking is you could be working on each of them while Linda takes on Teresa and Stu. That sound like a plan? But so you have enough to keep working, Dr. Nails, or is there anything else you need to know before Linda takes over?
I think this will do fine.
All right. So now I'm going to turn each of you guys over to Linda. Do you have a preference? Do we want to do ladies first, or are we going to make Stu do it?
I need to start with Stu.
Oh, Linda, never mind. Linda says we need to start with Stu. So, Stu, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Hi,
okay.
Stu.
Before you start, hi. Linda, because I don't usually remember to say this. Everybody out there in Radio Land listening, okay? pay attention to the instructions that Linda's giving Stu. And you can get a surrogate healing, okay, by just when she asks a question, just imagine the answer in your mind that works for you. And then you will benefit from this healing as well. Okay, so Linda, Stu is all yours.
Hi, Stu. I'm going to have you think of something. You're not going to tell me what it is. You're just going to think of a time in your life where you were faced with a problem and you solved it. And so I'm just going to have you take a moment and just say okay when you've got that in your mind, something that you had to solve and you solved it. Can be from any time in your life, from childhood to this moment. And if nothing comes to mind, just think about, I'm so glad I solved that problem.
Okay, I'm still drawing a blank, but let me mull it
just
over.
Think, I'm so glad I solved that problem.
And this is for everybody out in Radioland. If you can't think of something that you solved, just think about how glad you are that you've solved that problem.
Okay.
And I can okay, you got it? All right. So focusing on that. Mm-hmm. All right. So set that aside and focus on a feeling of dread. And then we're going to replace dread we're replacing dread with the feeling of stable. So you're just focused on stable. And the number two, those are the two things in your mind, stable, two. Your eyes are closed and you're going to roll them up and to the right. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think stable, two.
All right, Stu, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking stable, two. Stable, two. Stable, two.
All right, Stu, go ahead and breathe normally and open your eyes. And I'm going to have you just tip your head forward and look down towards the earth. And then let your head rise up to a comfortable position. And then let your mind remember that problem you solved. Excellent. So we have released that pattern. I'm going to find an affirmation. And your affirmation is, I am stable. And you're going to really, as you think that, you're going to focus on the physical feeling of being stable in your body. I am stable. And you're going to think that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day. And this, everything about you is stable, every cell, every atom, and just let yourself focus on the physical experience of that.
And then if things, you know, stuff starts to hit the fan, things are getting, you know, on the, you know, around them, then Stu should focus his mind on this affirmation.
Yeah.
Breathe and I am stable.
Uh-huh.
I am stable.
Yeah. And really bring awareness to the body. We're trying to embody this frequency of stable. It makes it the most powerful.
Okay. Does that make sense to you, Stu?
Yes.
All right. All right. So now, Linda, does it feel okay for us to go with Teresa now?
Yep, we can.
All righty. Nathan, are you okay if we continue with Teresa before we excellent.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Fine.
So Nathan is giving us permission to continue. So we're good. And Nels is continuing to work on Huskies. Linda, Teresa is all yours.
All right. Hello, Teresa.
Hi. How are you, Linda?
I'm good. So I'm going to have you think about a person who's been on your mind a lot. And you're not going to share this with anybody. You're just going to bring this person into your thoughts and just notice how you feel as you think about this person. And then, excuse me, setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of judgment. And we're going to replace judgment and we're replacing judgment with the feeling of satisfied. So you're focused on the feeling of satisfied. And the number three, satisfied three. Your eyes are closed and you're going to roll them up and to the left. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think satisfied three.
Teresa, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied three. Satisfied three. Satisfied three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Teresa. And with your eyes open, you're going to gently tip your head forward, look toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then think of that person that you were thinking of before. And that is complete. Good job. And the affirmation will be, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied, and really focusing on what it feels like to feel satisfied, especially in the body. Like it might be a feeling you feel in your heart or your solar plexus or your gut. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied.
And just so you know, early on in working with Linda, and when she would give an affirmation, sometimes I'd think in my mind, that doesn't make sense, and I'd want to switch up the affirmation a little bit. So, well, I'm grateful for the feeling of satisfied. Well, that doesn't work. How about da-da-da-da-da? Don't do that, okay? The wording of the affirmation is really important. So whatever Linda gives you an affirmation, write it down and do it verbatim, because it has to do with energy stuff, and it just, you just need to do the exact affirmation that she gives you. All right, so we've got, let's see, we've got Stu's affirmation, I am stable. We've got Teresa's affirmation, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And then will you explain again for them, how are they to use these affirmations?
Yeah, the purpose of the affirmation is to really expand this feeling, this frequency of energy in our bodies and the field around us, because that's what helps keep us balanced. And so you, today, tomorrow, and the next day are the most important times. So you just want to think or say out loud, if you like that, as often as possible, your affirmation at least three times at a go, and do that just a lot, and really direct awareness to the body, because that's the embodied vibration is the most powerful way to get this frequency to be sustained. And this will help this balance that you have got right now to last the longest.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now I also want to follow up, because Linda, we haven't mentioned it yet on the show today, but Linda offers a free session, you know, introductory session with herself off the air. and to all to any new clients. Now, and working with her on the air doesn't count. So, so you, Teresa, you and Stu could have a free session with her. Even your daughters, you know, the kids are around, they could also, you know, have free sessions. So, Linda, what's your sense here? Would it be wise for Teresa and Stu to contact you right away to schedule a free session with you, or wait a little bit? What does it feel like to you?
Well, I always recommend acting as soon as possible. Partly because I have to schedule people,
right? And it might not happen instantaneously. Immediately,
and also because. Usually when we get balanced, we want to sustain this as long as possible, but there's a lot of life happening right now. And that's the thing that we're trying to create a greater and more stable experience. And so that the sooner the better as far as, but any time is a good time.
All right.
So.
All right. So contact information for Linda, everybody, and for Teresa and Stu. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And if you'd like to schedule for a free session off the air, which of course, then it's a lot, it's longer. You know, she doesn't have a real short period of time like we do on the radio. The number you can call or text her at to schedule is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. I know we've got advertisers to take care of, but hopefully before we do that, Nels, can you give us a quick read on, Ben and Jax and Penny, the Huskies? How did they check out?
I would say they were kind of like general tune-ups, nothing real unusual, except for with Ben, as I sometimes get, there was a feeling to work with, just like when Linda's working with people, right? Well, the feeling that came up for Ben that needed to be put into his field was the feeling of right, which is interesting. You know, right as in it's the right thing.
Okay, so. he wants to be doing the right. So sounds like he wants to be a good dog, wants to do things right, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't know.
And he needs more direction
from his owner.
He needed more of that feeling in his field. So being told that he's doing the right thing is a good thing for him.
Okay. All right. So I think, Teresa, Stu, anything else you would like to know from Nels and Linda before we wrap up for this week?
Do they have a sense that, are they feeling hopeful when they think of our dogs?
Well, for my part, with Mowgli and Mango, those two labs I mentioned earlier were really, really difficult, and there was a number of people who thought it wasn't going to happen, and it did. So I am hopeful.
So you have a similar feeling about them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it feels serious to him. Okay, and one of those cases that, this might not be solvable. And, of course, you've already been told that. Okay, your first trainer said, I don't think this is solvable, that sort of thing. But that's the energy he's picking up. But it's feeling to him like these labs and what he's told us, Teresa and Stu, is that this work really helped them and they did solve the problems.
Yep.
So I think this is really good news. It's familiar to him to another case that was equally screwed up, but it worked. So I think that's what you can hold on to is, we're on the right track. You just may need to do more work off the air with Dr. Nels in addition to everything else we're doing.
Yeah.
And I always tell my clients when it's this kind of situation, after when they've hired me and I'm doing a session with them, like yesterday, the session I did. Okay, another really messed up dog, but went really fabulously well. But, if you're going to spend any other money, you spend it with Dr. Nels. Because truly, they are the best tools in my toolbox that I've added for 25 years. So Nels and Linda are real important. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I agree the humans here and the animals here.
So I will give you a call of both of them. Yep, I'll give you a call after the show, so we can chat a little bit, and then you can get on the contact information for Nels. You could actually do that, you know, before the show's over. You can, you know, send a request for the contact, and then it'll be interesting to see how you guys feel, if anything shifts for the two of you, if you see any difference in Mango and Mowgli, and for the Huskies. Let's see what, you know, this does. And I would say that we probably have a regular date with all of you for the second and third Sundays of every month for a while. So you just might as well plug us in on your calendar, because we might as well get you as much free help as we can. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are we good?
Yes.
Teresa, Stu, you guys good? All right.
Yeah,
we're going to let you, go. I'll call you after I land after the show, and we'll go from there. So
okay,
thanks so
thank
much.
You so much. Have a good day. Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. Thanks all. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time, and then it'll be just about time to get on the love train again. I don't know. We might be able to do current events. We'll see what happens. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins called NuPro Nuggets. And boy, do the cats love them. They can be used as treats or to get picky eaters to eat. The dog supplement, phenomenal skin and coat supplement, and it comes in a hip and joint formula as well. And if you've got a shedding breed of dog like I do, if you want the hair to stay on them until you brush it off, NuPro makes an incredible difference. If you can't find it at your local pet stores, then all products available on Amazon. And we heard again from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and you heard him. You can go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. That's now his YouTube channel as well, as Healing Ministry for Animals. And a brand new video up this month. And you know, probably 60-some, it sounds like, that you can look. All kinds of, you know, before and after sequences. It's just amazing when you've got some time. You know, watch some of Dr. Nils' videos. They absolutely will amaze you. And you can contact him to join a private membership group, because remember, the next Balancing the Human Animal is his next seminar he's going to be doing coming up. And so you want to take that for free. You got to be a member of the group, but it only costs $10. Let's see. Also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So we are about out of time for this hour, so we don't really have enough time to discuss anything new, but we got to get to a Nathan's condo update, because Nels and Linda have been in the dark with that for quite a while, and we've been waiting for a long time. I think there's good news we have to hear about, but perhaps we can start the next hour with that. We've also got to get to current events. We'll do that in the next hour, and of course, we'll have phone lines open for all of you. What do we got, Nathan? Something we're not sure if it's appropriate for today or not, but we'll figure that out.
It's just something we need a little bit more information on, and we'll chat with the caller and just kind of get a little bit more specifics from their question before bringing them onto the air.
So anyway, there isn't a long line. You know, we'll be able to get to you right away, and you don't want to leave us here hanging with nothing to do. So pick up your phones, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, so it is time to fire up that love train one more time, and you don't get to opt this out. Well, you can't sit it out. Dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. We'll come through and pick you up. And we're going to send the love all over the country, all over the planet. You know where it's needed. Let's get that love circulating around, because there's power in numbers. So we're more effective when we do this together. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues, more with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead. Phone calls, hopefully, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.